Did you in Eden, were they, did the couples date before, or was it the, how did you court your wife? How did you learn to know her? Or, I mean, just in church, or did you go to parties together?
That's altogether different.
Yeah.
I always ask the Lord to show me the one He has for my life mate. And there was a funeral in the Christian church in Mount Ridge. And it was my father's cousin's wife. And at noon we ate dinner, and my father asked me, why don't you go along? It was really kind of rainy. And take care of the tea. And so I did. And the church was full. It was a small church yet. And they were waiting for Reverend Weedle. He went to Bethel College at that time. For him to come home for the service. He was coming with the train. We called it jerky.
Yeah. I remember the jerky.
Yeah. And I was standing on the stairway, and there were two girls standing together, and I knew they were sisters. And there was something just whispered in my ear and said, that's the one I have for you. And I didn't know what name she had or anything for 2 years with all this stuff.
How did you finally get together with her?
Well, my sister was sick, and her sister was my sister's husband, and her father were cousins. And they needed help, and then Ida, her older sister, who used to be Wells' good wife, she went to work for them. One Sunday afternoon, they invited Tilly and Bill and Wilhelm in the afternoon. And I was out there making the chores like I always did, and I cleaned up. I was going to go into the room where they were sitting, and I got into that doorway, and Tilly said, that's the boy that couldn't keep his eyes off us at that funeral, and we're teasing Jesse all the time. And she always said, I hope I'll meet him sometime. Then I know what her name was. Where's he was from?
Well, see, that's a dream come true.
Yeah.
Did you date? Did you date Grandma at all? I mean, did you?
Yes, we were engaged for 2 years.
But it was after your engagement.
For 2 years.
How did you get engaged? Did somebody go ask her, or did you ask her?
Oh, I asked her.
Okay. You didn't have somebody else go.
No.
What they call those kind of people? What do they call them? They have a name for it. I
no.
That was very popular in our church to do that.
I tell you, I went with a couple of boys to my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
The first time they went up there, and I don't know where, same thing as the first cousin that was ever here. First time I went up there.
So you felt safe then?
Huh?
You felt safe then, a little safer.
Yeah, sure.
Keep the conversation going.
Yeah, there was something happening.
Did you talk German or English with her?
I talked German.
Oh, yeah. That's ganz gut.
Something special happened that time, too.
Yeah, did you have a verse to tell her?
No.
When?
When
you recorded her, didn't you have some verses or something in German?
Oh, yeah, we talked. Bible.
Well, yeah, but I mean, a love poem or something like that.
No. Well, that time, the first time I ever was up there, we were eating supper. And they had something in the bread that was tasted different than I was used to. They called it Camilla. I don't know what it really was.
Camilla?
Uh-huh.
That's not the poppy seed, is it?
No, it makes the bread taste different.
All right.
them what they have in that bread that makes that taste. And yes, his mother said, "See, why do you ask?" I said, "Well, I like it. That's the reason I ask." And Jesse's mother said, "See, Jesse, I told you." She said, "We don't have even any other bread but this kind. And now he likes it."
You're saying Jesse, that was your youngest daughter's name too, wasn't it?
Yes.
Where's she at now?
Denver.
Denver?
Daughter and granddaughter.
She was always a pretty girl, I thought.
Yeah.
I didn't know your other daughters that well. I mean, I knew Hilda, but I thought Jessie was just the doll of the bunch. But I was too old for her. I was married already. She's quite a bit younger than I am. Okay, we got through the engagement and the marriage. And you got married after church services, huh?
That's right.
Did you sit in front all the time, or did you walk behind the preacher to the front and sit down, or did you stand all the time?
The preacher let us in after Sunday school.
Oh, yeah. You didn't stand, though, during that whole time?
No.
Did you have two chairs
in
the front? Yes. Two chairs tied together? Were they tied together?
I don't know.
I thought that was a Mennonite custom, that they tied the two chairs together. Put a big ribbon in the back.
Did she
have a special dress on? A wedding gown?
Oh, yes.
A veil?
No.
Very simple.
Just a nice white dress.
Uh-huh.
Your sister Ida made it.
All right. Did you go home? Did you live together right away after the marriage?
Well, sure, of course.
You know how it was around Zion, didn't you? Don't you?
No, I don't.
They didn't live together right away. It was 2 weeks before they got together. That's not me, though.
When did that custom break?
Oh, that. You take Justina. Well, I shouldn't say names.
Well, that age group.
Well, it probably broke. It was when I was a boy. I'm sure my brother and I, or your aunts and uncles, broke that custom. They did not live together right away.
Broke the war?
No. Yeah, before that, I think a little bit. In the 30s, probably. But it's still, certain families still practiced it afterwards. Yeah. I know one time they went to Shivery and he said, "Well, what are you over here for? My wife isn't here yet." I wish I'd erase that part. If somebody hears that, they know who it is out there.
No, that was not the custom.
I know that wasn't the custom. I learned that from Verna. We went up together when we got married. I think that was kind of like the Brautfeit, you know. The announcement of the was different, done different here at Zion. And see, Verna was still a member of Christian Church at that time. And it was done different in both churches. Hers was done 2 weeks before the marriage or something like that was announced. Or a week before, I don't know what.
A
week. And I know my father, he asked Herman whether it'd be all right if they used our custom over here, you know. And Herman didn't object. We were announced at least 6 months ahead. When we got engaged, it was announced in church from the pulpit. Of course, we didn't have the bulletin those days.
Yeah, sure.
Announced from the church. from the pulpit.
No, my wife will not belong to that. Good. Now, what's the name of that church now?
Christian?
No, no. It's south of Mount Ridge.
Oh. Garden?
Garden.
Well, she was a member of the Garden Church.
Uh-huh. And she took her membership, she brought her membership and was taken up as a member the day we got announced for our wedding. Sunday before.
I see. Was that custom to do it that way? I mean, that could be
a lot if they wanted to change over.
Yeah.
You got married in Eden or Garden Church?
Eden.
Eden Church. Yeah.
Isn't that a? Usually they get married in the bride's church now.
Well, you're the bride's church.
Well, she was already a member. She
yeah,
see.
Yeah.
She already changed her membership over 2 weeks when it was announced.
Oh.
Yeah. Before they were married.
Yeah.
Was that a necessity, probably, that she had to do that? I mean, become a member there before?
Oh, no.
That was not described.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.